The American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us. I'm learning more and more about our vitamins that we have here. I'll share my secrets with you soon, of course. I just found out, though, breaking news, we're apparently out of methylene red. It's really good. I take it every day. I was joking, though. I've got my own bottle here. Maybe I'll sell it to you. It's half used, though, because I take it every day. We'll give it to you for an inflated cost. I'm just kidding, though, folks. You got to head on over to the store right now. There are so many incredible items. Methylene Red is officially sold out. It's officially sold out. We'll get that back in stock, I'm sure, though, very, very soon. For now, I'm going to have to hug onto that bottle in the meantime, though. Folks, we are taking calls also in the third hour of the program. So in case you'd like to call, talk about a story that we've covered on the show thus far, or to keep it based on the topics that we've talked about, give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We would love to hear from you, of course, about the stories we've covered thus far. I want to get to all the callers as quick as I can, of course, because I always see the call list and we're always trying to just go from top down to the bottom. And sometimes, you know, we get a little caught up in a call and I feel bad because I don't want somebody else to miss out on the opportunity. So we'll try to get through it as quick as possible. So give me a ring. A lot happening in the third hour of the show. There was a individual just recently arrested for election fraud in Kansas. I'll bring you the latest on that because, interesting enough, he was a mayor and apparently he was illegally voting, even though he was, you know, he's a Mexican lawful permanent resident. He was voting in our elections several times. And so he was just recently arrested. I'll bring you the details on that. Plus, there's a biological man who apparently really enjoys using the women's locker room over at Gold's Gym in Los Angeles. He's facing those allegations. He's actually speaking out now about the issue because it took a really strong woman, literally and figuratively, to come out, call him out, and go after him for what he did. She made a bunch of allegations against him. He's speaking out. And it was very interesting yesterday as I was listening to the TMZ interview. They interviewed both of these people. And obviously, women, we don't want men in our bathrooms or in our locker rooms. It is disgusting. And so she was very, very fired up about it, and rightfully so. And he thinks that we just all need to get over it. That's apparently a woman you see on your screen right there. They want you to think that that's a woman. He's announcing, though, to TMZ at least, that he just started transitioning, of course, but he's officially, like, you know, changed his name on his license and the gym has him registered as a woman. And so that should just be fine. It's not. Our female spaces are for us only. So we're not going to allow it. I mean, look at that. That is a man, folks. Have you ever seen a woman with arms like that? I haven't. Thankfully, I haven't. She zooms in. This girl is like MVP when it comes to fighting for women's rights. And these are the kind of rights that I want you guys fighting for, of course. I mean, it's insane. But look, she like zooms right in. She's like, he's got a junk. And he even admits that one time, and we'll play the clip for you, that, yeah, maybe she caught him once in a towel. It's just, it's so disgusting. She actually got kicked out of Gold's Gym, apparently. It's according to her. And she's not allowed to go back because she keeps confronting him. Who could blame her? Who could blame her? So we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. We also have an update on the Epstein case because, well, this apparently one of his cellmates is Jeffrey Epstein's ex-cellmate is speaking out and saying that there was a plot they wanted him to line up with in regards to saying President Trump was somehow involved. I'll bring the latest on that because, of course, we've heard that type of story time and time again. And so it's nothing we haven't heard. Plus, there was a father who sadly took his own life. And it was after his daughter was left in a car according to law enforcement, over 3 hours. She died of being overheated, obviously. It was 109 degrees was the temperature. It soared very high that day in Tucson, Arizona. But sadly, he was charged and I believe he pled down to second degree murder. Police showed up though at his home yesterday and it looks like he took his life when he was supposed to report to prison. So we've got the body cam footage from that as well. But we're taking your calls, 877-789-2539. We'll get to that. We'll get to the callers as well. If you have anything to say about the topics we've discussed, give me a ring right this second. All right, more to jump into in the third hour of the program. Don't go anywhere. I've got more to say.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's jonestargot.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him while.
If you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills.
You like? Oh, you like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here, in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, picking up the third hour of the program with your calls, of course. So if you haven't done so already, give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you about the stories we've covered thus far, so give me a ring. All right, I'm going to start working my way through the list. We're also going to jump in and out of stories too. We'll kind of make it a little fun. First up on the call list is Matthew in New York. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to call in and say we're waiting pretty much for someone to come save us instead of getting involved ourselves. We're all pushed to vote either. You vote Republican or Democrat or independent instead of taking the process in ourselves and running ourselves and getting involved locally, whether it be the city level or the town level or wherever you're at, instead of actually waiting for change. It's like we need to get involved and take action ourselves. And until that happens, we're going to keep doing the same process where we keep voting these politicians in. Instead of having a government by the people for the people, we have a government by the politicians for the politicians. And until we get involved, nothing, I can't see anything changing.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on too, because I was someone who was, when I lived in New York, trying to poke around and see if I wanted to run for office locally. And the local GOP, it's kind of like a very clicky thing. It just doesn't seem to have people, average people who are voters in this country. And I don't mean average in a demeaning way. I mean the people who are actually voting these candidates in, involved. I would say that's a great rule of thumb, too, because then they know that there's accountability. I mean, if people are showing up to their events, they know that they can't sit there and put their own corrupt politicians in or people who aren't qualified or try to run candidates with a bunch of people who have never led a quality campaign. So if they see you showing up all the time, absolutely. And I think that's a great point to bring in on this front, because I see a lot of people are door knocking and, you know, they're trying to add more people to the voter registrations. And I don't know if that's really the way. I always say I'd rather have informed voters out there, a small group of informed voters, rather than a group of people who are just there because they're told to participate in our elections. And so, yeah, I think that we need to stop relying on that. Also, you know, my girl Mel Kay has that book, Americans Anonymous, where she actually, and she believes exactly what you just said, Matthew, that the American people need to get involved in the election process themselves. It's called Americans Anonymous. She says all the time, don't expect your government to save you. They're not going to save you. These politicians won't save you. They're only going to save themselves. And she outlines a good 9-step program for how Americans could get involved and help change this country and go about the change that we are all waiting for, of course. So, Matthew, I want to thank you for calling in. It's very insightful, and I like a bit of a positive solution, so thank you. All right, let's turn to Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about this scumbag Zamdani. There's no reason to panic. If we go back to what Trump said the other day, mm-hmm. we will just arrest him, Donald Trump. Now, that is the solution. And these people have, he's even incriminating himself on TV. So the Trump plan, if he follows through with what he says, going to arrest these people. I'm still waiting for Pritzker and that mayor of Chicago to be arrested. And then 2 days later, Alex predicted it. So I out-predicted Alex on this. However, I'm waiting for Zamdani to be under the jail. And once you convict him of a felony, you can remove him as mayor. So thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. No, I like it. And you know, I really hope, Art, that President Trump's listening to that one, because I'm so tired of people saying that they're going to vote, that they're going to arrest and they're going to do all these, and we're not doing anything. We need to do that. This is not a good person. And like you just heard Trevor Loudon outlining for everyone. I mean, Trevor immigrated to his country. He told you specifically what questions are asked of you. And he just outlined how the fact that, you know, Madani lied is what we all need to run with now. We'll keep following up and keep asking those questions, because at this point, enough is enough. I mean, we can't continue to allow this to drag on. This is not what this country was about. They're using our election process against us. And so, yeah, Bart, I agree with you on that front. Thanks for calling the show. Gabriel in West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for calling.
I went on yesterday to the website to go find the methylene red, and nothing was there. So hopefully in a couple of days, it'll be back. So
I'll give you this half-used bottle. Just kidding. I know everyone's saying that now. My producer just told me. He said that we're out. I'm like, what? I didn't notice that. But I've got this half-used bottle now.
Yeah, I heard you were talented, and I was like, hold on, I think it was sold out. So next time. Tomorrow's another day, man. I do a lot of B vitamins.
Well, that's good to hear.
I felt like I wanted to talk about the underlying trickle-down dynamic and paradigm with using religion and using an antichrist savior archetype in the form of the newly elected mayor of New York. And so if you look at the Fabian Society in England, in English academic dynamics, there's a very clear Fabian socialism trickle-down construct that's beginning to unfold and manifest. And so when you have these relations that begin to come forth where you have people that are down, that are hurt, and the prices go so far up, then you're going to start seeing these false saviors beginning to wind their way in. And so when you have the whining, and when you have the winding, and when you have people that are very flustered and they're very angry about a situation, then you really start to see the grabbing. And outside of, I mean, there's just so many ways that I see a bigger picture thing that's starting to unfold. And so what I wanted to say is how we go forth dealing with this situation and attempting to have grace and compassion and reverence for not only our fallen soldiers, but also fellow mankind. Because when it gets ugly, and that's going to happen sooner than later, what we do to put our best foot forward to be beautiful, to know that we walk with Christ, and anytime we're in the face of something like this, they know very distinctly that when there's a satanic or Luciferian moon-based dynamic and they have a silver tongue and it all starts flowing out and everyone rallies behind them, man, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And when I talked to my guys today at work about it, we kept coming back to like, oh my God, wow. We can't just believe that this is happening, like in America, like in New York, in the New York that my grandmother grew up in and went door to door to talk to people about, let's elect this person and here's why. And so I just wanted to open up my heart and also share a function of what I'm feeling hurting in my soul. Like, how do we really truly recapture those that are soulless? And when you see the Biden administration fighting for the soul of America, that's how you know you're dealing with demonic, satanic individuals, because they talk about a soul because they don't have one. And I am really wondering at this point, because last time I called, I was so upset because of the stabbing, because of what I saw happening in reality, realistically, calling and being upset and bitter about it and getting it done for me. Mm-hmm. Last time I asked, Alex was saying, like, well, we need to use the law to fight to go forward. And my point is, well, how can we as one person do that at the government level? Like, when do we rally and form a militia and say things have gotten out of control and we the people are coming together? And when do we really begin to move forward, and how do we do that? Like, I don't know. I don't know what law to claim. I don't know really what to go and say. And so I feel as if I need to do something. And my voice is saying, I don't consent to the trickle-down, dogmatic Islamic control agenda that's anti-woman, that's very kind of pro any, like, all that stuff. For me, it just is kind of eking its way in like a dark fog. Like, it reminds me of those movies that you see from Disney when it just starts to come in and settle in. And I'm like, we all know New York is Babylon. We all know it. It's why Trump left there, and that's probably why you left there too, right? Last time I went to New York, it was so cold. No one would talk to me. Everyone's on their phone. And I just can only imagine what's happening behind closed door there too. So thank you for hearing me out. I needed to get it off of my chest. If people go look at the Fabian Society, like, you're seeing it happen. You're going to continue to see it happen. And when they bring forth, like, when the Antichrist, which is more of a paradigm, and it's also a form, and it's this part of a zeitgeist that they're attempting to manifest in America. And there's a real simple solution for it, because when we pray for it and we pray on it and we bring our truth and our sovereignty and grace in the face of these demonic forms, they just fall apart and dissipate. But I'm with everybody else where my anger has to sit in the back seat and do nothing. And for me to go and say, hey, dude, you're not a female. Why are you wearing a dress in my library? That recently happened to me. And he's looking at me like, you can't talk to me like that. I was like, well, you can't parade around like you're a female and you're clearly a dude. Like, my little girl is so confused, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, where do we aim the ferocity and the intensity, and as the common man to be able to rally our word and our voice and our soul energy together so we can tip the scale? Because I'm right there with Alex. I'm like, dear God, please listen to the man screaming and saying and fiercely wanting to go, wanting to be a man truly and stand up. And it's like, well, where do we go? Why aren't people listening? If you don't see the socialism trickling in now, damn it, wait until we have more elections and they sweep all those elections. And their name is on the ballots twice everywhere you look, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, what do we do? So thank you for hearing me out, man. I'd love to hear anything you have to say in that arena.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. That was well said, I have to say. You did a great job at explaining all of it. Now, Gabriel, I mean, like, here'd be my top things, right? I talked about it a little bit in the opening of the show. I think that, and I love my relatives, my family members very, very much, but when I talk about politics, which they never want to talk about, they tend not to know the things that I know. And I know them because it's in my algorithm. It's on my TV. I am around that media that exposes me to certain things. And strangely enough, there's a lot of people out there. If you mention the words Arctic Frost, for an example, they have no idea what you're talking about. So here's what I think about that. I think there's a lot of people out there who don't know the truth. They don't know what's actually going on because they have been sheltered, and it's intentional. It's brainwashing also. They don't know all the facts. So how do we do this? Well, my lovely siblings sometimes don't want me to talk about politics, but I still do. I still mention the fact that Joe Biden was creepy. He was sniffing children's hair. He bit a baby. They never saw any of these things and were kind of like, what are you talking about? You're making stuff up again, Brianna. And yeah, I don't want to talk about politics. And I just keep pushing and showing them the clips. And you just have to do that. I mean, you have to show them by example. I think that they mean well. You know, I was on Tim Pool's show and we kind of got into a little bit of a debate about it. But I don't think that everyone across the aisle is evil. I think we have a lot in common. They just have a different way of making this country a better place in their opinion. But they don't realize that we're not dealing with just Democrats. People with like a little dispute, and we're dealing with the communist takeover. And so I think you have to go out there and remind them and tell them what's going on, because they have no idea. I mean, they have no clue. Arrests and going through the law system, I think, is a great way to do it. But the reality of it is it constantly lets us down. I think educating people, I think Democrats knew exactly what they were doing when they infiltrated and obviously infiltrated schools, obviously running the Department of Education. They knew exactly what they were doing. And just a little reminder, today's November 6th, and there's not been a single Democrat arrested from the Obama-Biden regime. I do that every day. But I try to remind everyone. So there's a lot to be positive about. And, you know, then I will post a picture of my dog online. Like, I try to be positive, but then I also try to bring truth to people. And so I think we have to do just that. We have to find our balance and do that. Because I say it all the time, I was a registered Democrat after I got out of high school, because before I was even 18, they gave me a voter registration form in New York and told me just to fill it out. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I was an ignorant voter. But when you start going through the facts and you start learning about a lot of things, you realize, wait a minute, none of this is true. So having debates with people, my dad questioning my political beliefs when I was a teenager, pushing back on those things, I think that helps. Also raising your children in church. That's definitely a big one. Thanks for calling, Gabriel. Also, you mentioned, I'm going to talk about this, but we'll go back to calls in a moment. So if you're on the line, stay on the phones. Don't hang up. We're going to be doing this for the next 30 minutes, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, since you brought it up, men in dresses and how they feel like they're men. It's a creepy perversion. They want us all in on their little sexcapades, I guess you could say. There's this issue going on right now at the Gold's Gym, and it caught a lot of people's attention because this woman, who's from the Bronx, so I know we're very loud as New Yorkers, but she's loud for all the right reasons. In clip 9, she's going off and sounding off about a man who's she's repeatedly allegedly caught in the woman's locker room. Now, again, he's claiming that he is a female because, well, he's registered as a female. But take a listen to clip 9 and how fired up this woman got.
Adults, gym, men, grown men with big in the women's locker room. And that's why I'm getting kicked out. And I want to make sure the girls know. The f- everybody saw that man in the f- locker room. No one's saying sh- and I'm f-ing done with it.
Okay, so obviously, I love this woman, and I love the fact that she's standing up for her right to not have to endure that level of abuse. She's posted several videos on social media exposing this biological man for exactly what he is. Now, I'm not going to play games and pretend like he's a woman. He continues, and then TMZ did it yesterday during their interview, to pretend like he's a woman. He's not a woman. He's a biological man. There's many who have posted who he is. They've also posted the fact that he's a convicted criminal. I saw this from Libs on TikTok yesterday. She is alleging that apparently he was arrested multiple times for drug trafficking and domestic abuse. Surprise, surprise. But now he's claiming just recently he started undergoing this transformation where he now thinks he's a woman because, well, he's gotten a couple of facial hairs plucked off his face. Take a listen to his interview he did in clip 10 with TMZ yesterday.
Well, first, I told the people that raised me that this is the way that I was when I was 8 years old. And really, I stuffed it down pretty deep. And I began using hormones this year in February. And I actually relinquished that information to her about, you know, name change. And it says female on my ID and hormones. And I mean, I'm registered as a female with the gym. So.
And were you at that moment, because she told us about a couple of different encounters, were you fully clothed at that moment?
Well, she has become aggressive with me on 4 different occasions, actually at different locations in Los Angeles at Gold's Gym. But fully clothed. I believe I was enrobed in a towel on one occasion. And this last time I was clothed the entire time.
Okay. I apologize if this is too graphic, but I just think it's important. Have you?
Let's speak truth, baby.
Okay. Have you fully transitioned?
Be clearer when you say that.
Your genitalia.
That is a process that requires a quite lengthy work. Like, for instance, I sat in a chair and had hair follicles removed from my face for 2 hours yesterday in a process called electrolysis. In order to have that surgery down there, one must have every single hair done that. In order to do that, it would take a year or two to have that done. It's literally not even a possibility with where I am in my transition. So, but about the bathroom, am I entitled to it? I know that I'm a woman. Should they have built another one to necessitate building this room? People would have to have the level of comfortability within themselves that I do. Not everyone possesses this much self feminine power. It doesn't happen. Not in this patriarchal system of which we've been living for so long.
It's the patriarchy. Right. It's the patriarchy, and he has so much feminine power. You know, it's feminine power. Women have feminine power. You are a creep. You want everyone to convert to your creepy perversion. You want everyone in on this little sexual thing that you enjoy doing. We're done with this. We're not going to sit here and entertain this and pretend like Gold's Gym has to make a third kind of locker room for perverts. That is a man. That is not a woman. He is obviously just mentally unwell. We're not going to change our society because, well, this dude thinks that he's a woman. You're not a woman. No woman would behave this way. No woman would act this way. No woman would wear an outfit like that. They know it's disgusting. But yet here he is, a biological man who obviously has a lot of issues, running around the gym, making women feel very uncomfortable, obviously. Many are cowards and are afraid to say that. I'm not. These are the kind of people we don't want in the women's locker room because you're a pervert. You're a pervert. So good on her for speaking up. More women need to do just that. All right, we got about 3 minutes left, so I'll take one more call, then we'll take more callers on the other side of the break. I want to go to Josh, it looks like. Josh, what's going on, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call, Bree. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Awesome. Love the show. Love you. Followed you for a long time before you got with Alex. Great combination. Just, you're killing it.
Thank you, Josh.
First, with the Mondami election, I think we missed out on a great branding opportunity. We should have been calling this guy Zoran Damn Commie the whole time.
I like that. How did you beat President Trump to that? He's usually pretty good with the nicknames.
Yes. It's just insane. I cannot believe that the state of America, we have a communist Muslim running a major city in America. It's insane.
Yeah.
I got a few other points, whatever you want to talk about, but the Civil War, I feel like the ball is already rolling down the hill. It's coming, and we can either be in power like we are now when it happens, and we can gear this thing as peacefully as possible towards a resolution here and coming together as America, or we can wait until the Democrats are back in power and we all wind up in camps.
Yeah, we're not too far away. That was the original plan. I mean, if President Trump didn't win, that's where we're going to be. Yeah, I don't know how much longer we have, honestly, though.
We're a year in. I love Trump. I love a lot of the things he's doing, but it's just, it all kind of seems like the sideshows. We're winning the sideshows, but we're losing the major battles and we're losing the war. And we only have 3 years to turn this thing around, and it just seems dire. I'm here in Missouri, and that's another point I was going to make. I really think anybody that can, if you have the option, if you have the ability, you need to move to a red state. You just need to be in a solid red state. I'm here in Missouri. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. I don't have all these problems that I see, from these major cities, these Democrat-run cities, the homelessness, the poverty, the illegals. Like, I'm loving it in Missouri. I'm never leaving Missouri. It is fantastic here. Gun rights. I mean, all of our leaders are just wonderful here. You got to get to a red state. You just have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people, I 1,000% agree with you on that. We need to make red states stronger. We need better politicians to come out of there. I mean, here in Texas, we're okay. I mean, we're not great. I don't think we're Missouri strong. We send a lot of rhinos to DC. We obviously are responsible for Jasmine Crockett getting elected. So we've got our issues too. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, obviously I left New York, came here. Came to Florida originally, but living in a red state is very, very important to me now these days because these blue states are just miserable. I mean, I don't know a single blue state where you could find actual people there who are not miserable. They just don't see that. I want to thank you for calling in, of course, Josh, because we're about to hit a commercial break. But folks, if you're still on the line, stay on the line. We're going to take more of your calls into the next portion of the show, of course. In the meantime, though, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It is 30 days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales going on right now. That means it's 25% off site wide. Yesterday, we just launched the Alex Jones Signature Blades. Those are in. They will sell out fast. As you know, Methylene Red has officially sold out. But there are other incredible items, too. So get these blades while you still can, of course, and make a great Christmas gift over at thealexjonesstore.com. And they are 25% off today. So head on over to the store and make sure you snag yourself some Christmas gifts. We'll be right back.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it in a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He's hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation. And has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear, we have the Trump gear, we have the InfoWars gear, we have the Alex Jones gear, we have the comedy gear, we have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts, we have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days that started a few days ago of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I mean, I've been caught.
You got a little, did you get, find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, AlexJonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have. 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, I'm a bottle that fills.
You like, oh, you like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I went and got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Show, we're excited that you guys are all here for the third hour, of course. We're going to be digging into your calls in just a moment. I will be answering a bunch more on the list in just a second. I wanted to remind you all that I did talk a little bit about this story, so let me just give you a little background. We have another update on the Jeffrey Epstein story. One of Epstein's ex-cellmates is now claiming that prosecutors, federal prosecutors, were trying to offer him complete freedom if he falsely implicated President Donald Trump in his crime. The alleged person, individual, is Nicholas Tartaglia. Sorry, guys. Prosecutors reportedly said that Epstein wouldn't need to prove Trump's involvement, just say it, because Trump's team couldn't disprove it, and that the FBI were her people, not his. Now, if you're wondering who he's alleging, the offer allegedly came from Marine Comey, who has now been fired from the Department of Justice. That's James Comey's daughter, in case you're wondering. Now, just to kind of give you a little insight here. The individual who is making these allegations, Epstein's cellmate, is serving life for a quadruple murder. The DOJ apparently declined to comment on the issue. Comey could not be reached as well. She was fired in July of 2025 of this year. Now, the only reason why I'm mentioning this to you, obviously, this is a guy who's been you know, convicted of a quadruple murder. So tread lightly here, but I'll say this. Sounds similar to what Enrique Tarrio told me. DOJ wanted him to implicate President Trump as the person who was orchestrating through him and through a third person January 6th. And when Tarrio said no, they sentenced him to 22 years in prison. So there's that little nugget for you. All right, let's jump back into the calls because there's a lot of you in the line. We'll just keep going down the list. Giovanni in Chicago, we'll go with you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'd like to bring up something regarding a ex-Nazi camp guard that was deported from the Cleveland area about 20 years ago. Alleged he was a Nazi torturer, and they held a trial for him in Germany. Now, if they deported him at 95, why ain't they deporting George Soros at 95? In fact, Orban, president of Hungary, would like to get his hands on him. That's where his crimes were committed, when he worked with the Nazis. So he had to lie on his form to become a citizen here, and yet he's still hanging around. Ilhan's hanging around. And now they're talking about Mandami. Bondi isn't going to do anything. She should be kicked out of DOJ immediately. There's no 6 months grace period. She's not doing her job. She's doing damage. Mm-hmm. So I think she's a big bottleneck.
Yeah, well, I think that's why they've got Andrew Bailey lined up over at the FBI right now. You haven't seen him, but he is the co-deputy director for the FBI, and I think that's just to read in all these cases, and then once Bondi doesn't do what she's supposed to do, it's a quick swaparoo. So I don't think you're wrong there. I think you're spot on, and we appreciate you calling into the show today. Yeah, it's time to get serious with these issues. It's time to get real serious with this, because we're limited on time. We've got a very small window to make these things happen, and Madani shouldn't be in this country in the first place. He hates it so much, might as well help him get him out. So thank you for calling. Tim in California, you want to talk about Gavin Newsom, I hear.
Well, yes, because, you know, it's sort of related to our other friend Zoram Mamdani. You know, if you live in California, you've seen this coming for a while. He's been measuring the drapes at the White House for a while. But he kind of reminds me of Max Headroom. You may not even remember that character, Max Headroom. Mm-hmm. But he's just really stilted and jittery, and he's all animated with his hands. But the one thing that happened during the fires, they kept showing him going to these fire scenes in L.A. And every single time, he would stand there with his blue jeans, and he'd have both of his hands in both of his rear pants and both of his back pockets. And I'd always heard the expression, somebody that can't find their ass with both hands, but I never really understood what it meant. But it didn't just happen once. It happened repeatedly. I mean, this guy, multiple locations, kept putting both his hands, can't find his ass with both hands. I'm sorry not to be so crude on your show. I'm sorry.
I like it, Tim.
But you know, he started with $100 billion surplus in 2022. And I think we're upside down, last time I looked, like 30-something billion. Mm-hmm. And he overestimated the income by $165 billion more. So this is just another train wreck, only he actually might go for the White House.
Well, I mean, he can't run. That's the good news. But like going after, oh, you talk about Gavin Newsom. Sorry. Well, he is a foreign asset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
He's worse. He's worse. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty bad. I think he's going to try. I mean, he lives in a delusion. Does he not know that the American people know what he did in California on several different occasions? I mean, obviously the pandemic was pretty bad, but the fires and how he's just suddenly now building affordable housing. Oh, that was a miracle. You know, we knew that was happening.
And the homeless situation. Remember, he was going to spend all these billions of dollars and solve homelessness, and instead it just got 15 times worse. It was like, okay, great. Congratulations.
Well, I mean, Tim, I could just kind of piggyback as a New Yorker too. One of my beats was obviously New York City. I talk about it often, but there was Governor de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, and him and his wife were running a program that was supposed to reduce the amount of homelessness in the city. I think they were handed way over $1 billion. And when she was called in front of city council, she couldn't account for 750 million of that. And the homeless population has absolutely ballooned in New York City. So if the DOJ wanted to actually do its digging, it probably should start there. I mean, if you want to squash a potential Newsom run in 2028, I'd probably start there, because I'm pretty sure there's probably some pay to play schemes. If you did some digging, maybe someone in their family got a nice chunk in a contract. There's usually something there when they throw a bunch of money, hoping you can't track it down. So, yeah, I mean, I'm on board with that, Tim. It's insane. These people belong in prison.
If you can't find it there, all you got to do is look at the train thing they've been playing around with for the last 30 years. You can find lots of grip there.
Yeah, and I believe that was federal dollars, wasn't that?
I mean, just you know, untold tens of billions of dollars, and yet they can only lay like 100 yards of track in 30 years. It's like, okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's all scam. That, and if you follow all the green new whatever stuff, I mean, again, my college actually in upstate New York, they built all these solar panels all around, and they've actually never been operational. And it was, of course, a business deal done with a Chinese company. That's what our money went to there. Tim, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. The scam is real. The scam is real. All right, let's go to our next caller, Jeremy in Miami. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Hey. First of all, hey, you're doing a brilliant job.
Thank you.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. What I wanted to talk about. Oh, damn, ma'am, Downey, this freaking guy. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, what? How is this even legal? Is this legal?
Nope, I don't think it's legal. That's why you need a DOJ that's going to be aggressive. You need an immigration services that's going to be aggressive and get him pulled, because, you know, this isn't legal. He shouldn't be able to be in this position.
I think we should arrest him, arrest Pam Bondi, arrest them all. Like, and what the hell is Trump doing? Like, you know, I'm starting to feel like this is a Trojan horse scenario. Because I'm like, how's this guy letting all of this garbage go by? It feels like he's a part of it. I mean, does it not seem that way to you?
So from the Trump angle, I think he probably gets really bad advice. I think people who are close to him give him really bad advice. And I think he liked Pam Bondi because they did have a personal relationship. I've seen her pop up at his events before, and they were obviously friends. So I think for him, when Matt Gaetz wasn't allowed to be the AG because he couldn't get confirmed, I think he thought he was going to bring a fighter in. But I don't think he paid attention to her work in Florida. She was not aggressive at all, and in fact allowed a lot of things to slide that shouldn't have been able to slide. Was a supporter of red flag laws, was a George Zimmerman trial, was putting a fake witness, one journalist reported on the stand. And so she's never, obviously, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff too. So there's a lot there from that front. So definitely not the best person. I want to thank you, Jeremy, for calling in, of course, but definitely not the best person to jump in that type of situation. You know, I think President Trump kind of sees it when he has Andrew Bailey's the runner up. It seems like to me, everyone I'm talking to says that that's the case. I think he's probably getting ready to figure out when's the best time, because you're obviously going to cause a lot of damage when you pull AG Bondi out. That is a friend of his. I still think he thinks highly of her. We're still waiting for his announcement too, by the way. I don't know if that's popped up yet, but yeah, it's been pretty interesting to sit back and see. Jeremy, thank you for calling. All right, I want to go down the list still. We're waiting to see more on that announcement as well, but let's turn to Sarah in Knoxville, because Sarah, I hear you have a lot you'd like to discuss, so welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, thanks for taking the call. Okay. I just wanted to talk about what Alex was discussing on a show yesterday about the threat of Islam. Mm-hmm. I listen to him every day, I listen to you every day, I listen to Candace every day.
Thank you.
Last night, Candace was, I think it's an oversight on her part. I agree with most of everything she says, but she was kind of joking that Islam is more of a threat than Israel. And I think, you know, what Alex said, they're two different beasts and they're both threats to the West. And I posted in a Facebook page of a Candace group, and a lot of Catholics, not all, were defending Islam and saying that it's similar to Christianity. So I was just wondering what you think about that.
Gosh, I don't even know how that's even possible. You know, I keep telling people to read the Quran for themselves. Maybe they haven't read, or you don't even have to read. You can just literally Google the Cliff Notes. There's about 109 verses in the Quran that many have deemed as violence against non-believers. Now, I don't know of any of that being in the Bible. I don't know. Right. We don't preach violence. We also don't, and I know it's in the Quran as well. We also don't justify rape. That's in the Quran. They justify holding non-believer females captive as if it's a reward for them and sexually abusing them. Again, that's not in the Bible. That's a hard, hard thing to make that argument. Maybe they just haven't read for themselves. I mean, there's so many incredible people out there who have done the work and have mapped it out. And so I think anyone who is saying that, I mean, I think you should refer to them, to the verses in the to the Quran, I mean, because there's no similarities there. I actually don't even deem it to be a religion. It's filled with violence. You know, there's one, and there's another thing too, right? So if a Christian were to carry out a terror attack in the name of Christianity, which I don't think we've ever seen, I've never seen it in my lifetime, we would obviously all come after and say that's not acceptable, that's not what the Bible says, and we'd go after that person. But you don't hear that when you see an Islamic terrorist attack. I could remember vividly the New Orleans terror attack that happened on New Year's Day. That individual, although he was American and used his vehicle to plow into people who were there celebrating, the so-called mosque he belonged to in Texas, I believe, actually put out a Facebook message to their members saying, don't speak to the law enforcement, don't speak to the FBI. And so, again, that's not something that we do. So I don't know what type of similarities they see. I would be interested in hearing from them on that. But I would point them in the direction of, here are the verses. If you just Google it, the verses that preach violence against non-believers in the Quran, it's outlined. And there's no justification for that at all. Now, those who sit here and say, oh, like Islam isn't as big of a threat as Israel is, I would just say that we could sit here and I could cover both. I could cover everything. I could tell you that Islam is a threat and they have this plan mapped out to conquer those in the West. I could tell you that. And we could also cover other things too. So we could keep our eyes focused on multiple different angles. We don't have to just pick one. And time again, you know, I get people who come after me or who want to debate me on the issue. And I'm like, I'm not telling you not to look away from anything. I'm telling you that this is what I'm seeing here with Islamists, jihadists all across the world. We need to pay attention to that because it's popping up in our own country. And yes, I understand what everyone's saying and what they deem as, in their opinion, as Israel's a threat, but we could, and we should, and I'll let you have the final word on this, Sarah, we should pay attention to everything.
Right. And I think just looking back at the history of how Islam spread and the violence that took part in that sparked the Crusades, and how they treat women, and not all Muslims are bad. I mean, even Muslims called into Alex's show and agreed with him that what's going on is not good in New York, and not all Jews are bad, but I think it's kind of concerning, and it just shows what we're up against as we get loud and aggressive nonviolently to fight. And what Larry Pinkney was saying, I mean, if we think we've won, we've already lost. I think our work is cut out for us.
Yeah. And Sarah, to add to that too, Christians, Jews, Hindus, and even Muslims, if they're not radical, if they're not backing these jihadists and their violence, we are all at risk. You know, I was trying to understand more, and I was asking my friend who's an expert on Islam and asking what's going on in the Sudan right now and trying to learn more information from her. And she's like, Brianna, it's two Muslim groups going after each other. Christians are in the middle. They're trying to side with the less violent Muslim group. And that's what you're seeing play out in the Sudan right now. That was her explanation for it. But again, it's all of us. I mean, if you don't believe in their radical beliefs, they come after everyone. And even Muslims aren't even safe in those situations. So we need to call it out. We need to continue to cover it. And if people disagree and don't see it as a threat, I don't know what more to show them. I mean, if you just have to look at their own words, you just have to listen in. The RAIR Foundation does a great job too. That's Amy Meck's group. That's R-A-I-R Foundation. She actually listens to a lot of their speeches, their meetings, and they hate her for it because she posts it online. She'll get it translated if she has to, but most importantly, she puts it out there for the people to watch, and a lot of the clips go viral, and they don't like it because they're not preaching equality. They're not preaching coexisting. They're not preaching any of those things. The clips that she's posted online. And she's one of the great people who was putting out there. I remember, I think it was a school, an Islamic school in Philadelphia, where they're literally having kids perform, and it's violence, cutting off the heads of Jews and others. So again, like, this is not the comparison of Christianity at all that I think is valid. So, or even something worth debating. I mean, I would love to see what other people would have to say about it, but I don't see the comparison in that. But Sarah, thank you for calling. I appreciate that. And thank you for listening to both Alex and me. And we do love Owen, Candace Owens as well. So thank you for that. We appreciate it, of course. Let's see. All right, let's go to Lester in West Virginia. I see you're next on the list. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Brianna, again.
Thank you, Lester. We appreciate you calling in, of course. What's going on?
Hey, I got one question before I get to my topic, and it's about the future of the show. I only own a laptop. I don't do cell phones or anything. So where can I catch both you, Alex, and Harrison at, with that being said?
Our show? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, so band.video airs it. You said you do have a computer or you don't have a computer?
I do have a computer, but no cell phone. So in the future, I won't be able to get the AJN network download.
Yeah, so the AJN, but we do have the Rumble page, though, set up. So there's a couple of Rumble pages. We'll get it up on the screen, too, for right now for you so you could see which page it is, because I know there's a couple of pages out there, but we'll show you which ones are the legitimate ones that you could follow. That's a great way to do just that. If you've got us on social media, on Twitter, we'll always be streaming my Twitter account. I own it. So, and I'll be sharing whenever, if we ever have to make that jump over, I'll be sharing whatever that platform is. So it will be easily accessible for you, of course. But band.videos for now, again, if we do make the transfer over, that won't be a thing anymore. But Alex Jones Clips is one of ours as well. We've got a couple of them up on Rumble, but just make sure you follow me on X. I mean, they can't shut my X account down, and I will, whatever changes we make, I will make sure to broadcast that out repeatedly so everyone can follow us. But and I understand why you don't have a cell phone. There's a lot that happens on it, so I can appreciate that. But you had something you wanted to talk about, Lester, so what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm currently on food stamps, and I kind of think Josh Hawley's doing something great right now. You know, we talked about this my last show. I only get $40 a month food stamps. I think what Josh Hawley's doing is a good thing because he's calling to fund some of the people, but we ought to, you know, he ought to exempt some of the people you've talked about, some of the people that are clearly abusing the system. And that's happening at a huge, alarming rate.
Yeah.
And, you know, 42 million do not belong on food stamps. I'm sorry. You're right. But what Josh Hawley's doing, I think, is I just think he's the future of the Democratic Party. And let me tell you why. Because I got faith in his president is going to rip the Democratic Party as is up by the roots, and we're going to have to form a second party, and Josh Hawley's going to be that guy. And he's a good guy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good guy. It's just, like you said, I mean, there's people out there who need it, and I'm okay with Americans who need assistance getting access to that. But we keep playing the clips. There's a lot of people out there who are abusing the system, and those are the kind of people that need to be dropped from it. I mean, we could spot them pretty quickly now that we have done this. And you know, again, if you have kids, I understand that, and I don't want kids to go hungry. But there are charities. I mean, maybe if we started funding more charities and we forced them to purchase certain things to hand out to these families, maybe that would be more efficient to make sure it's going to the right causes. I mean, my family, I remember this is two generations ago when they first came to the U.S. They from Italy went to Argentina and then came to the United States. And there was a period of time, a very short period of time, where they had to go on food stamps. My dad would tell me that they'd go into my grandmother's like food pack. I guess it would be my great-grandmother's food cabinet, and they'd send someone the check to make sure that all the food was actually being purchased, the food stamps that were provided to them. Now, again, that's a lot of work, and for 42 million people, you can't do that, but there has to be a way to kind of purge out those who are abusing the system. And also, it was a way to make sure people who were getting these services were going to get off these services. So I agree. And also for folks at home, you know, Matt also reminded me in the commercial break, producer Matt, was telling me to remind all of you, now's a great time to donate to your food pantries, your churches, and remind people who are in need to go to church because the churches are giving. When I ran that charity on X, remember, then it wasn't a charity, it was a gathering of resources that we could bring down to Hills County after that horrific flooding that they had to endure. The churches were just so overwhelmed with things that they ended up telling me that we don't have any more space. And luckily I came across a gentleman who was going to fly it down. But again, I mean, there's just so many people who could maybe use a little church in their life and to get them there, maybe you just give them the resources and give them the incentive to go. And I think you could actually really improve someone's quality of life. So Lester, thank you for jumping on and calling. We appreciate it as always. Looks like we only have time for one more person. Let's go to Jay in Indiana. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hi, you can hear me okay?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, good. That guy bought, I guess, in Georgia was what, it's funny, I was talking to the screener and I was saying that Frickster guy there and this Modami, whatever his name is there in New York, they're both saying they would stop ICE, and I was thinking the same exact thing, and as soon as I hung up with the screener, that's what the next guy said. That's the bottom line is the Constitution has all the answers. People need to be more informed on the Constitution and the laws. And as for giving to churches and synagogues and mosques and all that, when I came down to Alabama 25 years ago, I was in dire straits, and that's where I went. I got a little help from the synagogue, and now I'm on my own and successful, and I'm a truck driver, and I do pretty well for somebody. Here's the kicker: I'm a truck driver. I'm educated by InfoWars 10 hours a day, and a couple other programs I listen to on X and on Rumble, and the answers are all available, and we just need to get these people for us to work for us.
No, Jay, I think you're spot on, and I love to hear that, so thank you. And I love to hear that you are back and you're able, you're thriving these days, so that's always good to hear. And we love the fact that you listen to InfoWars 10 hours a day. I think it's a healthy dose, of course. But, I mean, Jay, this is, you know, the American people, especially the younger generations, they were intentionally made to be ignorant, to not know about our Constitution, to not read it. You know, one of my college professors, actually, probably the only one that I liked, would actually carry the Constitution in his pocket. And so that was always something I always thought that at first I thought it was kind of weird, but then I also thought it was really kind of cool that he did just that. And he'd pop it out whenever we would say something that he thinks that was a teaching moment and would read it to us. So, yeah, I think that's really awesome. And Jay, it's great to hear your story as well. Definitely turn to you know, the church, the synagogues, for those donations now, if you're someone who relies on, you know, food stamps, because this is what they're made to do. These food charities as well, they're all meant to do this. They were preparing for this moment. And so now is the time, especially during the holidays. And if you're up on the good side of things right now, maybe consider going and dropping some things off or volunteering. Everyone could use a volunteer these days. I used to do it all the time when I was in college, and it was a great experience, of course. So definitely do just that. All right, guys, that does it for this edition of the American Journal. Of course, let me just remind you, we are doing our 30 days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. It's 25% off site wide. You heard that right. That includes all the supplements, all the shirts, all the hats, and all the hoodies. And of course, folks, when you become a VIP member, you're going to get, when you pay $30 a month, you get $40 in store credits every single month. It's the number one way to support us, of course. We also have these really cool blades in, so head on over to the store, thealexjonesstore.com right now, and indulge in our sale. The Alex Jones Show is next.
Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up a new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, / 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this methylene red to make it available for everyone at the AlexJonesStore.com.